Watch, Lloyd Austin confirms U.S. withholding arms from Israel over Rafah. By Joel B. Polak on May 8, 2024. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin confirmed Wednesday at the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense that the U.S. is withholding a shipment of weapons to Israel over concerns about its ongoing attack on Hamas in Rafah. Austin, while claiming that the Biden administration's commitment to Israel's security was ironclad, said that the U.S. had concerns about Israel's potential use of large bombs in Rafah and had therefore paused a bomb shipment. "We've been very clear from the very beginning that Israel shouldn't launch a major attack into Rafah without accounting for and protecting the civilians that are in that battle space. And again, as we have assessed the situation, we have paused one shipment of high-payload munitions," he said. Austin claimed that the pause did not affect the $23 billion of dollars in military aid for Israel passed in the recent National Security Supplemental Budget. Austin was interrupted by Code Pink anti-war protesters shouting "Free Palestine!" and holding up red-painted hands. Israelis regard the red hands symbol as a reference to the Palestinian lynching of two Israeli soldiers in 2002. Via the Times of Israel in 2013. During the lynching of the soldiers, Aziz Saleh was filmed by an Italian TV crew waving his blood-stained hands fervently, cheering and inciting the crowd that gathered at the scene. The disturbing image is deeply rooted in the memory of many Israelis and later became a symbol of the horrifying attack. He said that the U.S. position remained that there should be no major conflict in Rafah, even though Hamas is retaining its last four battalions there, and allowing Hamas to survive would allow it to retake control in Gaza. Republican senators were incredulous. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, asked Austin and General Charles Q. Brown Jr., the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whether they would have ordered the atomic bombs dropped on Japan in the Second World War. Graham noted that Israel was fighting a war for its survival against Iran and its terrorist proxies and that the U.S. not withhold weapons, give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose. Austin kept repeating that the U.S. was withholding large bombs because it wanted Israel to use the right kinds of weapons, and that the decision to withhold arms had not been final. That did not convince critics. Senator Susan Collins, Army, told Austin that the decision to pause an arms shipment was itself a decision, and noted that Israel has been careful about trying to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza despite Hamas's use of civilians as human shields. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.